been around cattle for much of your life, you know there are times when one head in the bunch just doesn't seem to cooperate. That comes with the territory, but you usually don't have to chase the animal down in a building crowded with thousands of people. The story of the bull that got loose in the ladies' waiting room is today's edition of The American Countryside. Thousands of passengers moved through the halls of Kansas City's Union Station in the 1920s. Wendy Thompson shares the story of one of the most interesting passengers to arrive here.
The station master in a station, of course, just kind of keeps things running smoothly. He's sort of the manager. And he had a little office that had windows that overlooked the Grand Hall, so he could keep an eye on activity.
On this day, when the station manager looked up from his work, he saw something unusual.
In the rail yard, some cattle had gotten loose from a freight train, and somehow a bull had managed to make its way all the way up here into this beautiful hall. Well, when it started heading for the women's waiting room, he thought he better take some action.
But what could one man do in the face of a bull running loose in Union Station? The manager, perhaps fueled by adrenaline, became a rodeo star in front of an audience of passengers simply passing through KC, who were now trying to dodge a charging bull.
So he literally took the bull by the horns and wrestled it to the ground until someone could get a rope on it and lead it away.
The event is unique. But what is equally surprising is the response it garnered from places far from the depot.
Believe it or not, it made the front page of the papers almost coast to coast. I guess these things don't happen in New York City railroad stations.
At the time, 230 passenger trains came through the station on 18 different tracks every day, a total that does not include the freight trains in which the bull had made its arrival. Wendy leads historical tours of Union Station, the second largest such structure that survives in the United States. She enjoys sharing the stories of people and trains that crisscross the nation at this historic venue. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.